Okay, we are being recorded. Welcome, everyone, to our Tuesday night call. This is Ramona Blanchard. Dave had a client who had a little bit of a crisis, and so he jumped on a plane this afternoon and headed to L.A. So he asked me if I would fill in, and of course my heart went pity-pat, and I said, of course, I would love to have a conversation with these amazing people. So I went back to the recording from last week and listened and was just absolutely blown away with Dave's love for each one of you, his knowledge of these principles, and his ability to communicate them. It just warms my heart and changes my life every time I hear him in that kind of setting. I especially want to shout out to Catherine and Kat for your question last week and your comments, and also Diana and Carrie. But in particular, Catherine just totally changed the dynamic of the evening's call. If you go back and listen to that call, you'll notice that Dave introduces principles, he shares some of his own personal things, but when someone is courageous and comes on the line and asks a personal question, there's just something that comes alive in Dave's ability to communicate and answer and apply those principles that he wants so much to share with each one of you. So I especially want to thank those of you who are courageous and step out and make that difference in these calls. I am so grateful for these principles and the assessment and what the impact it's had in our lives and our relationship, but most incredibly is how hopefully it is changing your lives. I'd like to open this up a little bit. I know some of you on the call may not have heard last week's call, and if that's the case, please, when we finish this call, because this one won't go as long as Dave does, because we're just kind of going to review a few things, I would encourage you to go into your studio, into the Creation Tools, and find last week's call. It would have been October 15th, talking about mental creation. Just the powerful principles as he lays out the six characteristics of that of mental creation, and he explains them so thoroughly. And then when Catherine asks her question about change, how do you really go about making a change, it was addressed so powerfully. And it's this topic that Dave wanted me to just touch base on and review with those of you on the call to see how your week went. In essence, what he shared was that we think our mental processes, our thought processes, it's important to realize that's not us, but that's our thought processes. And he made the distinction between how our thought processes can very much control our lives. They can feel like that's who we are. But in essence, who we really are, the person who can step back and be aware of those thought processes, sometimes is just a whisper in the background. And it's so powerful to be able to have that awareness and to practice so that when you are in a moment of decision, that pivotal moment, you can be aware enough to stay committed to your vision, your goals, and not let those thought processes drag you back to that pattern that seems to be holding your life hostage. Kat, I know you were on the call last week. Would you like to share the impact that call and those thoughts had on you this week?
Sure, Ramon. I definitely reflected on the comments and the change quite a bit this week. And one of the things that I kept repeating to myself was, want to get to choose to. And he's shared on many occasions how specifically you'll wake up in bed and he'll hear you say those three things. And I'm reminded of that when I wake up. I'm going, okay, Ramona says this when she wakes up in the morning. And it really makes a difference about, how I look at my day, rather than thinking about all the you know, oh my gosh, I got to do this, or I've got to be this way, or I've got a person, rather than going through that mind chatter, so to speak. I just say those three things: once you get to choose. And the next thing that really was so powerful last week for me was get it, you know, done, not perfect. And one of the things that I really stumble on a lot is I need to be perfect, my perfection. And if it doesn't look right, if it doesn't sound right, then I'll hold myself back. And I know that I hold myself awful lot for the fear of being, you know, not looking right, and that people judge it, and I'm still not for that. But that one, done, not perfect, I've applied that quite a bit this week, and it's really get over some hurdles.
Oh, that's incredible. I've got to tell you, mentioning that I want to, I get to, I choose to. So often when I'm saying that in the morning, it always starts out quite sarcastic. But as soon as I do that, say again, Kat?
He did mention that.
Yeah. But like he said, when you hear yourself saying those words, and if it is sarcastic, immediately know who's in charge, my thought processes are. But as I listen to myself saying that, then I get grounded. And I say, you know, you're right. I really can choose. And it feels so much better to come from that space of wanting to and being empowered rather than coming from a space of obligation. So, you know, even though it starts out kind of sarcastic, it certainly gets me back in alignment and is a powerful tool. And I like that second part where it says, I will command and I will obey my own command. That's an important part of it, too. And then the perfectionism, I think, especially for us females, we tend to want things to be perfect. And to go beyond that, to find the power in just getting it done, Kat, I think that is just amazing that you can testify that that is true, that if you can get beyond that need to be perfect. I remember hearing or reading somewhere that perfectionism is a form of procrastination because we can't do it perfect, then we can justify not doing it at all. So we can put it off because we don't have time to do it perfect or we're not able. And so it's important that we don't fall into that trap, but that we jump in and do it. Has anyone else on the line who was on the call last week? Sounds like we have a small group tonight. We are, you know, it's very intimidating to listen to Dave and to know how, you know, we had a client come here and stay at our home, and she was privileged to come in the same room and watch Dave while he was doing one of these evening calls. And she told me afterwards, she said, Ramona, I just was so floored to see Dave didn't have any notes in front of him. He just spoke from his heart the whole time. And I just want you to know that his preparation is always such that he is mentally rehearsing these calls. And his greatest desire is to be able to reach out to those people on the call with something personal, something they're struggling with, or something that's going to address something that's on their mind. And it's just amazing, his abilities and his desire truly come together as he wants to serve. And I know when he gets feedback with emails, or generally it's an email or a text message, it just is so gratifying to him to know that he is having an impact in your life. I hope, unless anybody else has comments, I'm going to cut this really short and invite you to go back and listen to last week's call, because it was just so powerful to me personally, because as Catherine asked, she said, how do you change? And one of the comments that hit me is when Dave said, You can read a book. You can go to have a coach. You can have all these outside influences on you to help you know how to change. But until you are in that pivotal moment when that comes up and you're conscious and you make that change, that's when it happens, when you choose to do something different. And repeating that pattern over time, it becomes easier, and a new neural pathway is made so that that becomes your natural reaction. And it's amazing, but it is a lot of work. And that's the key, to have that passion so that you're willing to do that work to make it happen, to have the life that you want to have, to make those changes. Another thing that he cautioned is not to go too fast, not to try and change everything, but to choose one thing. And then he gave the analogy of the triangle. Do you remember that, Kat, when he talked about that right triangle, a ramp?
Yes, I do. And
yeah.
And how you get to the top, it's the only way is down unless you, build on.
You want to build that foundation as you take step by step. Yeah. And as you're doing this process, he also reiterated on being nice to yourself. Be kind. Don't beat yourself up. That doesn't get you anywhere. So, don't expect perfection, but take one little step at a time and rejoice and celebrate those small steps and then continue to build. So powerful. Well, does anyone else have any questions or comments they'd like to make? And then I'm going to wrap this up and we'll turn you over to go into your creation tools and listen to last week's call.
This is Diana in St. Louis.
Say one more time who this is?
This is Diana in St. Louis.
Oh, Diana, are you the one on the call last week?
Yes, and I had some technical problems getting online tonight or getting on the call tonight. And I tuned in late. Could you bring me up to date with what's up with Dave?
Oh, sure. Dave had a client in L.A. who was having a crisis, and so he jumped on a plane this afternoon and headed out there and asked me to do the call. So hopefully things will go well, and I'm sure he will tell you about it when he gets back and has the call next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, Diana, how did your week go? Did the call have an impact on you about being conscious of making changes?
Yes, it did. In fact, I kind of reworked the way that start my day every day, and I took it to a new level, and it's working much better for me.
You share that with us, Diana?
Sure. I kind of do a blend of something that I have been doing with Bruce Van Buren that's in conjunction with all of Dave's work. And let me pull it up on my computer. Oh, I can. I'm still having technical problems. Anyway, as I write my goals, my long-term goals and my short-term goals, I just don't list the goal. I kind of go more into depth with them, not real long, but more like what we do when we're doing our intentional creation exercises. And I found that just listing those goals wasn't really doing it for me. I really had to get into them, I really had to get to the emotional part of why I wanted to do them. What's the third one? I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
I choose to.
And so I just take it just a little bit deeper, not excessively deeper, but I found that going back over those reasons why I really want to be doing these things is helping me tremendously. And so I have just put more energy into intentionally creating things, and it's also jump-starting me to really be more focused on every single major task that I decide to do that day. So
that sounds like you're doing those power sessions.
Yes, I am.
It sounds like when you said the word focus, that was perfect. And the words that came to me were you're getting clarity in your vision, and to connect with those emotionally just makes them so much more powerful.
Yes, definitely. I don't think I was going deep enough with them.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else on the call that would like to share? Diana, I have to applaud you when you said you were nervous, because it's so easy to go there. But I love what Dave says. If you're nervous, then you know, take a look. Are you worried about you? How people are thinking about you? And then if you turn outward and think about other people, not yourself, somehow your nerves can get a little more calmed.
That's true. It's more my memory I'm worried about, because I couldn't think of things.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of those key words like I choose to, and power sessions. It's like, oh my gosh, my mind went blank.
Yeah, it's that those fear dendrites take over and we get a brownout.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, awesome.
Thank you to Diane for sharing, because I will use her your what you've been doing and listening to the call from last week just to implement in my own life, because I appreciate. Thank you for sharing, Diane.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
And who is that? Tell me.
Sorry, it's Naomi from Vancouver.
Oh, Naomi, good. I'm glad you spoke up, Naomi. So good to have you on the call. Well, I'm going to turn you all loose to focus on how you're going to move forward, and I would highly recommend you go back and listen to that call in your creation tools, because it is just powerful. And the other thing that came up for me as I listened to it was, you know, if I want something different in my life, there definitely is a price to be paid, and that price is in focus and igniting that passion. And a lot of times that looks like work, at least for me, it looks like work. Planning and mentally rehearsing, seeking inspiration, all those five constructive ways to use your mind. And a lot of times for me, it seems intimidating, because I'm not a natural thinker. I'm more of a natural doer. And so when I watch Dave and he just so effortlessly thinks things through and can see the possibilities, you know, it's like, I'll just go talk to Dave and he can tell me. But when I know that that's something that I can develop and will be so powerful to help me create the life that I want, that I can intentionally create. But it's going to require me to grow a little bit using my ability to think. That's a muscle I'd like to work a little bit more on. I really appreciate you all being on this call. And if anybody has another comment, just jump right in. Otherwise, I'm going to turn you loose to go listen to that other call.
Thank you so much, Ramona. I really appreciate you stepping in such a crucial moment, I'm sure, for him. But it's always a pleasure to hear your voice. And, you know, having met you, I know what an absolute a star and an angel you are. So thank you again. And, I get a lot of inspiration when he talks about you and your relationship you know, and just trying to look at, you know, how I can better my relationship with my spouse, and it's just very uplifting to hear how close who you are and how much you support one another. So thank you again for jumping in.
Oh, thank you so much. I think I can just fly for another week. Thank you
well,
so much.
Yes, thank you, Ramona. It is great to just have the chance to have you be the focus and the main person.
Oh, thank you.
I know it's not easy to jump in.
Oh, thank you all so much. And have a wonderful night. And again, last week he had you read Scroll 6, so I'll just continue and say read Scroll 6. Today I will be master of my emotions. And as he said in the call last week, as you commit to read that three times a day, you're going to get in touch with those thought processes, because they're going to tell you that, no, I'm not going to do this every three times a day. It's very interesting process to be able to be aware of what your thoughts are telling you. So
mm-hmm.
I wish you all to have a wonderful week, and we'll be back together next Tuesday.
Thank you,
you,
Ramona. You're very much appreciated.
Oh, thank you to all of you. I love you. Take care.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.